Welcome to our Friday prayer time. We begin today with a reading from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, reading verses 5 to 8. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Apart from me, there is no God. I will strengthen you, though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, people may know there is none besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. You heavens above, rain down my righteousness. Let the clouds shower it down. Let the earth open wide. Let salvation spring up. Let righteousness flourish with it. I, the Lord, have created it. This Sunday is Advent Sunday. During Advent, many churches have an Advent ring, and at Cornerstone we have often lit an Advent candle on each of the Sundays of Advent. On the first Sunday of Advent, we traditionally light a candle of hope. Many people throughout the world are finding the life difficult at present. I'm sure we will all have experience of the difference it makes when times are hard, when we are sure that things will improve. Christ gives us hope in our lives, enabling us to face all that life brings in the knowledge that we are not alone. And so we can thank God for the gift of Christ and look forward to his coming again at Christmas with confidence and trust. Let us pray. Loving God, as the nights get darker and the coronavirus still impacts and restricts the lives of many people in this country and around the world, we thank you for the light which Christ brings into our lives. We pray that as we move into Advent, we may keep close to you, continuing to seek your guidance and trusting in your love and mercy. We remember all those who cannot go about their daily activities as they would like to do. Keep them safe and give them hope and courage to face the future. We pray for ourselves. We reflect on all that has passed during the last year and look forward to all that you will offer us in the year to come. Help us to use this Advent season as an opportunity to prepare ourselves for Christmas. Not the commercial Christmas, not even the celebrations we may be able to have with family or friends, but the Christmas which reminds us Jesus came into the world and remains with us, to guide our thinking and our actions day by day. Amen. And now a voice from the very heart of Bethlehem, the Reverend Mitri Raheb, Lutheran pastor, theologian and author. One important insight into the coronavirus is that we are all in it together. There is no difference between a Chinese, an Italian, a Palestinian, a German, an Israeli or an American, and we might add, someone from Britain. The whole world is one big village. Some countries are better prepared than others, some people more aware than others, but at the end of the day, we are all equal. Walls don't work, borders don't help. Only close cooperation to build a common future can make a difference. So let's make a difference and light a candle in the darkness. I couldn't find a choral version of the hymn that I've put a link into, but I hope you can put together the melody and the words for yourself if you click on the link in the written version. Light a candle in a darkened place.